It will be a game forever remembered for the final minute and the threes by Rozier, and obviously the winner from Marcus Morris. But the offensive rebounding turned this game around. Greg Monroe was in the middle of that. The Celtics have shocked the league again, as they've done throughout the course of the year. They beat the Thunder 100-99. Greg Monroe joins us from a Celtics locker room. I can't even imagine what's going on back there. Now, while you were out in Phoenix all year, these games were going on. We were watching them over and over again. The Celtics did it to Golden State. They did it to Houston. What was it like watching the final minute of this go on? What was the mood? There's sort of this Brad Stevens calm that goes on down there. What was the mood on the bench in the final minute when it felt like the game might be getting away, but didn't seem like you guys believed that?
For sure. Everybody definitely kept their composure. Even when we're on the sideline, I was talking to one of my teammates, and I just looked at him. I said, man, we're going to win this game. And I think everybody believed it. And, you know, big shot by Marcus. He had a great game tonight. Great team victory.
One thing you saw in this game, it just seemed it was so physical. It seemed like every time you were in the post, you were being hand checked, a hit, and you kept turning around and look at the official. It was it was more like a wrestling match.
It was definitely a physical game. You know, the refs, they let two good teams play tonight, and it was a great game. You know, it was a test of will tonight. And I think, you know, we did a great job keeping our composure, sticking with it.
What does it take to kill this team? I mean, because the belief when you get down this way in the NBA, you just don't come back. But you guys kept coming back over and over in all these games, and you get an opportunity, and that's all you want.
For sure. I mean, you know, you just got to continue to believe. You know, as long as there's time on the clock and you're within reach, you just got to continue to grind at it. And I think that's what we did tonight. You know, like I said, got a couple stops, missed free throws. I mean, that's just a part of it. You can't not hit a big shot.
How are you feeling now about your role? It's such a tough spot now. Everybody thinks, well, there's no practice. There's no time to practice with the schedule being the way it is. And you have to come in and watch video clips and kind of feel your way. What's the difference? How do you feel now versus a month ago?
I feel really comfortable. You know, I think we up to this point, I've got enough practice time. I've been getting more minutes. So that's been a big help. But at this point, you know, I'm very comfortable with everything that I have to do for the team. I'm very comfortable, you know, playing with other people, learning their habits. So it's just about going out there, making sure I'm focused, being aggressive, but also playing unselfish.
Do you ever have a moment where you think, man, I could be in Phoenix right now. I could be in one of these places. Yeah, the weather would be nice. But, you know, you've been around the league long enough to know what it is like when you turn the calendar to March and the playoffs are a million miles away and you're thinking about vacation, and all of a sudden to be in this environment in this type of building with this type of team, do you ever take that moment to go, man, this really worked out well for me?
For sure. I mean, I don't take anything for granted. You know, I feel like I've gone through situations and I just try to learn from them all. Just try to come out better no matter what's going on. And I always try to look forward. I always tell myself, you know, I know how hard I work. I know the work is already put in. So anytime I get an opportunity, just go out and do, you know, what I've worked for. Most of the time, you can't control your situation. So you just have to make the best out of it. Make sure you stay ready.
Just remember how much better when the snow comes tomorrow.
Right.
There's 8 inches of snow. Just remember that there are some
hopefully
good things.
Hopefully we'll be out of here.
Yeah. It's a good trade-off. Greg, enjoy it.
Thank you.
Greg Monroe joining us after yet another stunner.